Pro-life leader Ryan Baumberger to Biden. Killing voters before they're born, ultimate act of voter suppression. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 19, 2022. Prominent pro-life leader Ryan Baumberger addressed President Joe Biden during a press conference Wednesday, reminding the pro-abortion president who has accused Republicans of trying to prevent Americans from voting that killing voters before they're born is the ultimate act of voter suppression. Baumberger, an Emmy Award-winning creative professional who, with his wife, co-founded the Radiance Foundation, was himself conceived in rape and then adopted by a loving family. "Many say that I should have been aborted," he said, as Star Parker, founder of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, CURE, presented her organization's new investigative report titled The Impact of Abortion on the Black Community. Baumberger shared his own personal story. "I was conceived in rape, but I was adopted in love. I grew up in a truly diverse family of 15 where 10 of us were adopted, many of us rescued from the violence of abortion. We're a white, black, mixed, Native American, Vietnamese, abled, disabled family. Despite the horrific circumstances most of us came from, none of us would have been better off dead. We were all better off loved. I'm the 1% that's used to justify 100% of abortions," Baumberger continued. "But the circumstances of our conception don't change the condition of our worth." The pro-life leader asserted his birth mother's courageous decision to offer him for adoption will continue to unleash beautiful reverberations for generations. "Today, I'm also the father of 4 kiddos, 2 of whom are also adopted," he shared. "It's why I fight for the most marginalized, the most vulnerable, and the most discarded." Baumberger related some of the facts about the impact of abortion on the Black community. "No group of humans is harder hit by the social injustice of abortion than Black lives. According to the CDC, abortion rates among Black women is 3.6 times higher than the majority population. Despite people of my complexion comprising about 13% of the population, 38.4% of all abortions are committed on Black lives, the largest percentage of all racial and ethnic groups. Contrary to the left's narrative that women need unfettered abortion access to achieve success, equality, and justice," Baumberger asserted the Supreme Court's 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade has not empowered women, but, instead, exploited them. "Overturning Roe, or as I like to say, equalizing all humans, is the civil rights fight of our day." Pro-abortion activists criticizing the passage of pro-life legislation, laws that recognize the humanity and inherent worth of an entire group of people, is like segregationists lamenting civil rights bills. The CURE report especially noted how Planned Parenthood targets Black women, with 79% of the abortion industry giant surgical facilities located within and near minority neighborhoods. Baumberger noted further. "In 2018, for every 1,000 Black babies born alive, there were 1,226 aborted in the borough of Manhattan. This is where Planned Parenthood is headquartered, a ratio of 4 times higher than whites, and over 2 times higher than Hispanics." Yet pro-abortion activist groups like Guttmacher argue that there is, quote, "a lack of access among Black and brown people. How many more Black lives should be aborted? There's no lack of access. There's obviously abundant access to the violence that solves no social issue, gives no one equality, and ushers more deaths into communities already disproportionately plagued by violence." Baumberger observed Planned Parenthood's attempt to distance itself from its eugenicist roots by removing the name of its founder, Margaret Sanger, from some of its buildings. "Planned Parenthood is the leading killer of Black lives, taking an estimated 360 lives every single day. Yet now they claim to be an anti-racist organization, shows what a fraud the anti-racist movement is. In the last several years, Planned Parenthood has launched a PR stunt by semi-separating from their racist, eugenicist founder Margaret Sanger. They removed her name from several of their abortion facilities, but changing your name does not change your DNA. We live in a society where systemic racism is blamed for every negative racial disparity. Yet pro-abortion activists pretend that racism doesn't exist in the one industry that has killed millions of Black lives for a living. Systemic racism, by the way, is a government-funded entity, like Planned Parenthood, that disproportionately kills Black lives, Bomberger noted, adding the only way to end the destruction of abortion is to abort Roe. The Democrat Party, once the party of slavery, the KKK, Jim Crow, and separate and unequal, is now the party of limitless abortion. He asserted, noting that voting rights activist and civil rights leader Fannie Lou Hamer referred to abortion as genocide. Biden made reference to Hamer during his remarks in Atlanta, Georgia. On January 11, during which he urged Senate Democrats to kill the filibuster rule to enable passage of his legislation to federalize elections in the United States. Yes, Hamer was unapologetically pro-life, pro-adoption and anti-Planned Parenthood, Bomberger observed. You ought to have voting rights, President Biden. Killing voters before they're born is the ultimate act of voter suppression.